This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A Russian woman accused of acting as an agent of Moscow pleaded guilty to being part of a conspiracy to influence U.S. politics by becoming involved with the National Rifle Association. New Orleans has regained roughly 81% of its pre-Katrina population, and many neighborhoods no longer show signs of the flood, but the harder-hit Lower Ninth Ward still has less than half its pre-hurricane population. Fewer than 3 in 10 Americans, including fewer than 4 in 10 Republicans, believe many prominent extravagant claims by the president, according to a poll. The data center estimates the number of New Orleans residents who make their living from tourism at closer to 30,000, in contrast to the boosterism of the New Orleans Convention and Tourism Bureau that estimates the number between 80 and 100,000 workers, although no sources to verify that number. The data center report also describes a less than adequate financial outlook for many of the industry's workers. For example, it says city's full-service restaurant jobs on average paid $29,464, including tips, in 2017. Chinese hackers are breaching Navy contractors to steal everything from ship maintenance data to missile plans, officials and experts said, triggering a top-to-bottom review of cyber vulnerabilities. Conservative activists in Texas are challenging the naming of Shahid Shafi, a Muslim Republican, as the party's vice chairman in Tarrant County, where Fort Worth is located, saying he isn't fit for a leadership position because of his religion. Private sector workers' average hourly compensation, including both pay and benefits, advanced 2.9% from a year earlier in the third quarter of this year, according to Labor Department data. The annual gain was a slight uptick from the prior quarter. Notably, the gain was led by a 3% increase in wages and salaries. It was the first period since the mid-2016 that base pay increased at a faster rate than benefits. An online community of 200 workers in Britain has already formed around the Game Workers Unite UK. It decided to organize under the umbrella of the Independent Workers of Great Britain, IWGB Union, which has been building an increasing profile among workers in sectors that have not traditionally been unionized to a great degree. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.